This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., there's an increased focus on how much chief executives are paid versus everybody else at a company. 3 years after it was passed into law, the SEC this fall proposed rules for requiring companies to publicize their ratio, CEO pay over employee pay. In Switzerland next week, a sharp curb on executive pay is under consideration. The BBC's Imogen Folks is following this. Good morning.
Good morning.
So in the coming days, Swiss will go to the polls and will have a say, perhaps, on executive compensation.
Yes, that's right. And in fact, it's not the first time this year already. In March, the Swiss voted to restrict top salaries. And what they're going to vote on in just over a week's time is an even stricter set of regulations, which would say that the top manager is not allowed to earn more than 12 times what the lowest paid person in the same company is earning.
Now, 12 to 1 by international standards, that is a very narrow band. There are some executives in the U.S. that make hundreds of times what the typical worker makes in their company, if not more.
That's one of the interesting things that maybe outside of Switzerland people don't know, because they think when you say Switzerland, you think the big banks. But outside of those big companies, you have across this country a long tradition of what the Swiss call social partnership. I've just been talking today, in fact, to a couple of Swiss companies, one of whom very successful, small. He makes beautiful furniture and kitchens. He only earns 1.3 times what his average employee earns. And he says he's quite happy with that. He said it's about the product. And that is a mentality which we don't hear about so often, but is actually quite common in Switzerland.
The BBC's Imogen Folks, whom we caught actually in the Emmental region of Switzerland this morning. Imogen, thank you.
Thank you.
As the Swiss consider the 12 to 1 pay ratio, in the U.S., Abercrombie and Fitch paid their boss 1,600 times the average pay and compensation for its employees. At Oracle, it was 1,200 to 1, according to number crunching last spring by Bloomberg News.